Hi, and welcome to Module 1 of the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course. Now, I'm Susie Lightfoot, and I am so ready to change up your professional game and help you to catapult your career to the next level by building a personal brand that is undeniably you. Now, in this first masterclass, I'm going to talk to you all about one of the most crucial components of building your personal brand, and that is being able to tap into the heart and soul of your brand by developing a positive and success mindset so you can really be the leader that you want to be. Now, in your pre-course preparation, you took the first step to get ready to fast track your brand success in this course and to launch your brand to the world. But right now, what we're going to do is to do a mindset intensive. Because if you're going to do this course to reinvent yourself or position yourself as an industry leader or to change up your life and career in any way, then the fear and the challenge and thinking in new unconventional and creative ways is all part of the process. And it's your mindset that will get you to the finish line of this course and take you from where you are now to launch brand you to the world. And you can absolutely do this. You will have everything you need right here in this course to give you the knowledge and the know-how and my support and guidance in this brand success formula journey. So the only thing that may stop you from getting brilliant results could be your mindset. Now, you will be challenged in this course in so many ways. To put in the time and to put in the effort and focus, you will need to watch the videos and do the work and follow the steps in this course. And your mindset is a pivotal part of this powerful journey. So I want you to be able to manage your fears. In fact, I want you to lean into them and to take on the challenges that I will be asking of you, to get out of your safe little box and let go of any resistance that may hold you back and just embrace change. Because change is good. It is so good. And it's what brings massive growth. So I want you to embrace it. Because gone are the days that you have to stay stuck in a job or a career that you really don't love, or that doesn't value you, or that doesn't pay you your worth. And it's never too late to change and to pivot your career to live the life you really want and to reinvent yourself time and time again, just like me. But I know that disrupting your status quo to push yourself outside your comfort zone to really achieve your goals and dreams just can't be easy sometimes. And you start to question, do I have what it takes? What if I fail? What will people think? I'm too busy, or I just don't really appreciate myself enough. And before you realize it, your fear and your uncertainty overcomes you. And then your dream starts to fade. And it's our mindset that really keeps us on point and keeps us going in those situations. Now, I know this because I've spent 25 years working hard to build a successful career as a publicist. And it was super scary for me to then quit my job at 50 and really just change direction completely. But I knew I had this calling inside me that was telling me, Susie, you are ready for something bigger. You have the years of experience and expertise. So why are you settling now? Sure, I feared the uncertainty and the prospect of failure massively. But I got to that point where I said to myself, Susie, you are ready to serve yourself in a much bigger way and serve others too. And that was the moment that changed my life. And I realized that to be the leader of your life and career, you must balance the fear, the good fear, with bad fear. And you must let go of any resistance to change and just start thinking, feeling, and acting like a leader. But not only the leader in your career, but the leader of your whole entire life. And that's when everything just shifted for me, and it will for you too. But here is the thing. You are here with me right now because you have decided it's time for you to change up your life and career, to be in control of your future and shift yourself from where you are now to a much better place with greater confidence and courage and certainty. And that's what I want for you during this course. I want you to realize that you never have to settle. I want you to never, ever again stay stuck. If you dream for more, don't settle for second best because you are afraid to take a leap. And don't let the fear really shape your decisions. Use your heart and mind and don't hold back, because this course is going to help you celebrate your individuality and embrace new ways of thinking. Now, I'm going to encourage you through this entire journey of this powerful branding course to tap in, tune in to your intuition, to make decisions, and to really come from a place of strength and knowing. Because this is your moment to build a brand that rediscovers who you are and empowers you to be the change agent of your own life and actively create the goals and dreams that you want. And the good news is you can absolutely change the way you think. You can develop a healthy, positive, and adaptable mindset to help you be open to new challenges, attract greater opportunities and abundance into your life. So get ready to lean into your fears. In fact, dance with it and use it to drive you forward. Because if you can do this, you will absolutely change your life. And I will help you to build a success and growth mindset that you need to develop a powerful brand and carve out the future you really want to be the leader you want to be. Now, I want you to deep dive a little further into how your mindset can positively or negatively impact your brand. Because just like Anthony Robbins says, in order to have a successful life, you must have a successful psychology. And it's exactly the same thing with your personal brand and image. And here is why. Whether you have a positive or negative mindset actually affects the energy and the presence that you project. It affects the way you show up in the world and the way that others perceive you as a successful female leader. In fact, the way you walk, the way you talk, your body language, and even the energy you project when you walk into a room is all affected by the way you think, the way you feel about yourself, and the lens from which you view the world. The energy and presence you project when you walk into a room and you show up online or join in a business meeting can make an instant impression. And just like that, you make a moment that really affects people and influences people's perception of you and your brand persona without you even having to say a word. Now, I want to share with you a little story about my life and my own real life experience about how your mindset really does affect people's perception of you. Early on in my career, when I was modeling and I was at the height of my career, I was going through a really devastating divorce at the same time. And it really affected me internally. It affected my self-esteem. It affected my confidence. It affected so many things in my life and career. But I'd put on a brave face and I'd walk into the room every day and I would really just be faking it massively. But what I didn't realize was, although I thought I was putting on a brave face, in actual fact, people were reading me differently. I started to be perceived as arrogant and distant and unfriendly, when in actual fact, I was longing for connection and engagement. On the inside, I was actually feeling so vulnerable, so insecure, and just so scared of everything. I was scared of failing. I was scared of relationships and life. And most of all, I was scared of success. Now, that sounds funny, but success can really be the scariest feeling of all if you haven't got your act together. And maybe you relate to this. So this chapter of my life taught me two things. You can look amazing on the outside and just be a complete mess in your mindset underneath. Don't use your career as your suit of armor, as a type of mask, because you can't fake it forever. The other thing it taught me was the value of living by your truth. Be authentic to who you are. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to apply other people's values, beliefs, and leadership styles and methods as a type of suit of armor. What you are shines out from within.
Now,
Now, we all know and recognize that wonderful woman who walks into a room and she just owns it. She's confident, empowered, and she oozes effortless energy. And you're attracted to that. Everyone's attracted to that wonderful energy. And likewise, you can recognize a person who walks into a room and just sucks the life out of it. They have nothing nice to say about people and they're always complaining, and it's just a real energy drainer. And either way, the people around you will consciously or unconsciously recognize the energy and presence that you project when you walk into that room. And they will feel it and they'll remember it long after you leave that room or that virtual meeting. So put simply, your energy has the power to lift people up or drag people down, and it will impact your personal brand. And the same can be said about your body language. Your posture and your stance, or the way that you communicate non-verbally, can change the way you feel and the way you show up in the world and the way others perceive you. And your mindset affects your confidence and affects your ability to show up and shine as your best self and to be authentic and really comfortable in yourself enough that you can celebrate your individuality. And finally, your mindset will also affect the actual language you use and the tone and voice that you project and what you say and actually how you say it. And this is most important because this is something that women really struggle with. And that is the confidence and the courage to really speak up and share our thoughts and ideas. We have this annoying little voice inside our heads that just questions us. Am I good enough? Who am I to teach? Do I have what it takes? And or something like, will people actually take me seriously? Now, if this sounds like you, I totally get this. I've had that little voice too. It's terrible. And I've been there, and so have so many thousands of other successful women. But here is the problem. That little nagging voice and our lack of confidence holds us back from getting the success that we want. And it also undermines our authority and our influence. It totally affects our personal brand. Having a success mindset that fosters positive energy, confidence, and presence draws people to you like a bee to honey. They will be attracted to you. Plus, the best part is you will nurture and attract like energy back to you. And when you have a very positive energy, you also project a very positive presence that attracts people to you. And when people are attracted to you, you can positively impact them. They are more responsive to and receptive to what you have to say, and they will listen and connect and engage with you more freely. And when you can positively impact others, well, that means you are able to better influence them and inspire them and even motivate them. And you will communicate with greater confidence yourself and learn how to step into your voice as a more empowered leader. And that's when you can really start to live and lead from your thrive zone, a place of greater passion, of greater purpose, and much greater performance. You will know who you are, and you won't be afraid to show up and shine as yourself every day in every way as the female leader that you want to be. And this is the moment when you will shift from an expert in your field to an influencer in your field. It's part of the process. To get that promotion or pay rise or make a career shift or be seen as a leader in your industry, you must adopt a success and growth mindset first. And the one thing that all businesses, people, and organizations are longing for today in their leaders is absolutely authenticity and connection. So get ready to break any self-limiting beliefs you may be carrying and crush any fears that are holding you back right now, because I'm going to give you some smart strategies that will boost your mindset and your mojo so that you can achieve success today. So one thing that this awful pandemic has taught us today is that as leaders, we just aren't as prepared as we think. Change is everywhere and it's happening so super fast. It gets us off balance. So to remain relevant today as a woman in business or a leader in your field, you must take steps to let go of old ways of doing things and reimagine what it means to lead to get ahead. And the one thing I've learned from coaching so many professional women, business owners, and female entrepreneurs is that you can give two people the exact same action steps to follow, but the one who adopts a no excuses attitude, the one that pushes themselves to be more and do more, and they really want it, are the ones who succeed in achieving their brand goals and their greater career success as leaders. Because like everything in your life and career, if you really want something to happen, if you really want to create the future that you want, then it's simple. You must commit to the doing. High performance is not a fluke. You develop it with sustained and consistent effort. So just like a champion athlete, planning and conditioning your mindset for success matters, and it will shift you from the excuse zone to the take charge zone. And that's where you need to be to complete this course. But this can be easier said than done if you don't have the strategies to change the way you think and retrain your mindset, or like I like to say, retrain your mindset muscles to be more confident, resilient, and courageous. Okay, so your mind is a beautiful tool, and it's where you'll get the most growth and power. In fact, having a growth mindset is now part of today's new leadership playbook. And as of right now, the world needs leaders who are visionary, they're agile, and they're ready to look at the world from a different lens because it's just changed so much. And the positive, creative, and innovative thinkers and leaders who can guide, inspire, and motivate are the ones that will elevate to the next level. So you must learn to identify what type of mindset you are living and leading from. Let me ask you, do you struggle with overcoming adversity and challenges in your life? Or do you find it hard to quickly pivot and shift? Or do you believe that your life is just never going to change? Having a fixed mindset like this won't do you any favors, and it will prevent you from stepping into your thrive zone as a leader and achieving your goals and dreams, and maybe even completing this course. So to step into your full potential, to live and lead the life and career you want, you must start to believe that most things can be improved with training, practice, effort, and a little bit of grit. When you learn to harness this power, you will thrive as a leader and really tap into the best version of you and live to your full potential. And best of all, your ability to hone your thoughts and regulate them is a superior leadership skill, and it's one of your greatest assets as a high-performance woman. Now, I want you to use the workbook with this masterclass to help you identify your mindset traits and retrain your thoughts into a more positive focus, because this is the first step. Now, I've already talked about the power of your energy and your presence and how it affects your brand. So the next success mindset strategy is to learn to be fiercely protective of your energy, to be protective and careful of who you're hanging out with and who you're listening to. Disengage, unfriend, and block any negative people on social media or in your life, and do it now. And what I want you to do instead is to actively re-engage, or just go out and introduce yourself to a new tribe and community that will really elevate you rather than bring you down. And as simple as this sounds, many people struggle with unfriending or distancing themselves from colleagues or connections or networks, and people generally that are just holding them back. But I can't emphasize how important this is. I remember when I used to work in a small business, and there was a really negative attitude that came from the top down. And I used to put posters up in my office saying, no negativity past this point. So, you know, be fearless with this and really try to figure out strategies that you can distance yourself and only allow people into your zone that are going to lift you up. Because your brand also extends not only from you, but also to the people, networks, and the connections that you associate with. We'll be talking about this throughout the course. So I want you to use your workbook and help you to set up your boundaries to build your personal brand's code of conduct. Now, this is a super powerful thing to do, and it will give you a brand Bible that holds you accountable to live and lead to your full potential under your own code of conduct. Setting boundaries is a powerful way to really ensure that you are looking after yourself and that your personal brand and the way that you show up in the world is not being affected by other people's energy. Now, the next thing I'd really like you to do is to set up some success mindset rituals, because nobody's energy and attitude is up all the time. Now, I get that. But if you struggle with confidence and lack of motivation and negative thoughts, then adopting daily success strategies will absolutely help you identify your triggers and then help you to shift your energy and mindset when you need to. Do you have any particular rituals or events that you do each day? And if you do, what are they? And when do you do them? And how does it impact your daily life? Now, if you don't have any, it's really important to establish some, because for me, the most powerful success ritual I have in my mindset toolkit is my daily success mantra that I repeat internally and sometimes even out loud when I'm walking, or I listen to it as an audio, and I do this every day. This is something that I use time and time again, especially when I feel either overwhelmed or frustrated or just a little bit down. And I use it to refresh, reset, and reboot my focus and motivation. So how can you make the most of your daily success rituals? I want you to think about what you already love to do and how you can integrate more success rituals into your daily practice. Now, to help you build a growth and success mindset, I've designed a special brand success journal. And this will help you make the most not only of this course, but also to really encourage you to unlock greater success and happiness. Use this brand success journal in the coming weeks to complement all of the branding work that you will be doing across all of the masterclasses in each module. So for today's assignment, you have three things to action to get you fired up for success in this course and way beyond it. I want you to complete part one of your Woman of Confidence brand success journal to help you to really build and start to build that growth and success mindset and to learn some amazing techniques inside your journal. And then I would like you to write your own daily success mantra and affirmations using your journal. Plus, you can download my Woman of Confidence Success Mindset Mantra to your computer or your iPhone to remind you that you are enough and that you can absolutely do this. Now, one thing to keep in mind if you do hit any resistance or find yourself starting to doubt your ability to step up as a leader in your niche, you must remember that you are really building your brand not only to grow your influence and impact and to make you more confident and empowered, you are actually also doing it to share your gifts more freely and fully with others and to be of greater service to them. So think of this assignment as your own mental cleanse to stop you from holding back during your brand development so that you can really be of service to others in the best way possible. And I'll see you in the next masterclass of the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course, where we're going to get crystal clear on your brand, career, and leadership goals so you can build a powerful and profitable personal brand.